From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States marks 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama, along with First Lady Michelle Obama and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn at 8:46 a.m. local time. That's when the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. Meanwhile, in New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said that despite the tragedy of the attacks 14 years ago, the United States has come back stronger.
For all of us, their memory serves as an ever-present reminder to cherish each day with those who love us, to stay vigilant against those who would harm us, and to remain guided by the values that have always made us great.
Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. to mark when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people aboard. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. Saudi officials say that at least 87 people have been killed and 187 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A sound technician at the mosque told VOA's Urdu service it was raining heavily with strong winds, and the crane became imbalanced and fell inside the mosque. This is VOA News.